My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm happy, genuinely happy for the success that Tua's had, and I really wish him nothing but the best.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Little tapper off the end of the bat. Alvarez tries to bury it. Couser's coming home, and the front door's wide open.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
And the 2-1 to Hayward, swing and a drive deep down the right field line, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Jason Hayward with a pinch hit, 3-run home run here at the bottom of the 8th inning, and the Dodgers now lead it 6-3.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan. Oh, happy hump day, everybody. How we doing?
What is happening?
Happy Wednesday.
Look at you with the jacket on over there. You ready for the cold? You ready for fall football season? Make some chili.
You're also wearing a jacket.
I know. It's that kind of year, man. It's that time of year. It was a little chilly this weekend. I enjoyed it.
I'm back on Facebook because of Marketplace, and I joined the Hood to Coast page.
Mm-hmm.
And all the rage right now is weather talk.
Ah, what the weather's going to be. It's going to rain on you all weekend, maybe.
I told my gambling co-host, Lucy, she lives in Boston, and so sometimes we'll get on and we'll, hey, how was your weekend? It was good. It's funny because she's like, I don't want to say almost her mid-30s, and we'll sometimes talk about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
It was a crazy lightning storm here.
Can you believe
we
that?
We had hail. And our producer's like 25, and he's like, God, you guys are so old. And I'm like, you wait.
You'll get there,
you'll
dude.
You'll care.
You'll get there. I had that with Ortner last week when you were out. I was joking with him out for the show of just like stomach problems and things that you can or cannot do. And he was trying to bemoan the fact that he now has to have like Tums when he drinks. And I'm like, buddy, you just wait.
Oh,
man.
It gets
you
way just, like, worse.
Fast forward 7 years from now, and you're going to crap your pants if you eat the wrong thing for lunch.
I pushed it off for years, but I finally, 2 days ago, I bought Pepcid AC for the first time in my life.
Congratulations.
So
now,
all right, welcome to the club.
Congratulations, Schulte.
Appreciate you guys.
It's not fun to deal with. You got to be prepared at all times. You never know when it's going to strike.
It's a real condition.
It absolutely is.
Don't take it lightly.
And it's incredibly uncomfortable. You get a little modium, too. You never know. Maybe you had something. You don't want some mud butt the next day. You got to protect yourself at all costs.
I have massive news to share with you.
Ooh, what do you got?
I was in downtown last night at 7 o'clock at night.
Did you get stabbed?
I did not get stabbed.
By a needle?
It is not on fire.
It was not on fire.
Okay. There are not people looting and breaking windows.
Really?
You weren't near our work.
Actually, I was.
Oh, wow, really?
Right, I went to the Salt and Straw up the road.
It is funny how the perception is still there. We're going up to Seattle on Saturday to go see the Giants. They're in town.
Do you think the perception is still there? I was wondering this. I was talking with people yesterday because I was doing a big Nike run club thing at a buddy's coffee shop is where the meetup is. And so there's a ton of people here. I mean, I couldn't find parking. And there's runners and walkers, and my whole family, we just went out and we walked.
Yeah, go walk around.
It's Hood to Coast week. Let's take it lightly going into Friday.
Yeah.
And, I was talking about that with a couple people. Like, do you think people still think this city is like in shambles and just you cannot be down here.
Yes, I absolutely think that.
Because there's a lot of people in downtown.
There are a lot of people, and it definitely has, it's interesting because you have a perception about something until you experience it. Mm. And before we moved down here, I hadn't been downtown or in the Pearl District in a long time. How long, what have we been down here now? 2 years-ish?
Yep.
That's, you know, sound about right?
I don't know anymore.
Something like that, it's all a blur. I have
COVID's broken my brain on the timeline.
What year is it? I have no idea.
Yeah, I got here 2 years ago. That was right when we moved. So
right when we moved building. Yeah. So yeah, I think it was like football season of 2 years ago, and then we had to do the office shows for a while, and that didn't go great. But I remember having an idea and then getting down here, and you're like, ooh, yeah, it's a little rough. And a lot of tents, a lot of homeless people. I would say from then to now, it is exponentially better. Not that there are not homeless. There are, of course, still homeless people. There are still tents that you're going to drive by.
Sure.
But I would argue, it's just my little purview. It's my little road that I drive down from the freeway to get to, like, it looks exponentially better in the last 2 years.
Interesting, because no doubt there were a lot of tents by our work. I never have that feeling. Mm. I actually find that the homeless get out of the way and don't want to bother you, other than holding a sign that says, hey, you got a dollar.
I don't usually walk around much, so it's like it's all from my car window that I see.
Well, so like yesterday, I'm not saying we don't have people living in tents downtown, but I'm with my kids, and we're walking on this path, and there's like three homeless people. They see us coming, and they kind of just wander to the side. They're not sitting there like, ooh, I'm going to jab you with my needle.
Let me take my weed out and spin it around.
It's interesting how people perceive people on drugs. Like, have you done drugs?
I mean,
have you done them?
I've driven by, like, 14th and Thurman and seen an injection happening right in front of me. I mean, it's like,
but they're not doing it to you. They're injecting themselves.
No, but they're not just getting away to the side. They're in the middle of doing the drug deed.
Hey, it's criminalized again starting on September 1st.
Thank goodness.
No, I think throw them back in prison, man.
Hey, we live and we learn.
We don't need to do that.
Arrest their ass.
Shouldn't be like legal.
You can't openly do it anymore. No, you can get tossed behind bars if you do it starting on September 1st.
I did see a bar fight.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, as soon as we started walking, two guys kind of stumbled out of a bar.
Ooh, like an old Western movie.
And they were holding each other, and then the guy got the other guy in the headlock, and he had him against the wall. And
we're going to beat their ass.
There was a lady in our, because I'm telling you, there were hundreds of people at this meetup.
Yeah, big thing.
Stop it! You stop it! Oh, and I'm like, that ain't gonna do anything.
No, that's
maybe
not gonna do
you
it.
Shouldn't just like bring him to the bar or leave him. How about that?
I'm
like,
not jumping in the middle of that thing.
And people started my problem. Kind of wandering over, and me and my little brother look at each other like, no, I ain't getting stabbed for this.
No, I'm not. That's not my job.
Let them settle that.
I don't know these people. I don't know why they're fighting. I don't know what the backstory is, and I'm not going to risk anything personal health-wise to get in the way of stopping this fight from happening.
No, but it's delightful. I have, I certainly understand that our city is not the most perfect, but I have discovered about myself, I think, living in Portland my whole life, I find it rather offensive and it upsetting when people who don't live here or ever hear.
Yeah.
Like, I told you, I took a photo a while ago up at a Pittock Mansion, and
you did?
Just, the amount of people just like, oh yeah? Did you survive all the bums? And I'm like, when were you in Portland last? Well, I've never actually been. It's like, cool. You keep watching your little bubble news programs that tell you it's the worst place in the world.
Or I moved out 15 years ago, and I haven't lived there in a long time, and it's all just what I'm seeing.
It was delightful. We walked up and down 23rd last night. People were laughing. Restaurants were full. Yeah, like, Salt and Straw's line was long. Like, dude, it was great.
It's really good because it's an awesome area of town. Like, the 23rd area, the Pearl District area where we are, like, there's a lot of really cool things to do down here.
By the way, I started in Chinatown, so, like, don't just, I was in one nice section. Yeah. I was in all of it yesterday.
You moved around a little bit.
I did.
Pocket to pocket.
Highly recommended spot. Go to the Love Shack. Pretty new. Taking the wife there a couple of times. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah. How much do those ladies charge?
Ooh.
What the? It's a restaurant and bar with really good drinks and like a la carte.
Sure it is, Schultzy. Sure it is.
If you want to ask about strip clubs, we can talk about strip clubs. I'm not trying to like, we're not poo-pooing or like hiding that. God, you guys are weird. Let's go. Like, where do you want? Yeah, like, we could name them all. Like, what the hell? I just almost swore on the air because I, like, don't care so much. Just, you think I'm hiding anything? No. You want to go to Spice? Sure, let's go.
No, dude, get right to the meat.
Exactly.
We parked across the street.
Fired up, man.
From was it Darcelle's? Darcelle's.
Yes.
Yes.
It's no longer Darcelle's. It's
What's it called now? They changed the name.
The Badlands, or
That's more of a. It's like a dance place as opposed to like a strip club, right?
Yeah, no, not a strip club. Yeah, was a kind of a hangout.
Yes.
Drag queens.
A burlesque show.
That's what I was looking for.
Anyways, you get up and you do a thing on stage.
We're parked across the street and there were two people like right outside the car. And one of them was in a wheelchair and the other one was sitting on the ground and it just said drug bag on their fanny pack. And I went, well, at least
you got to be honest and open about it.
At least they're letting you know.
No surprises what's in this fanny pack when you look at it. This is all that it is.
And I just made an offhand comment. Hey, watch the car. I'll give you a dollar.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going up to Seattle on Saturday and I think we're going to come down and park here and then walk because we're taking the train up. We're doing the train.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Ooh, it's kind of a fun thing, you know, a party. And it's an early train, though. It leaves at like 6:45.
It'll leave at 7:15 and you'll regret it 9 stops in.
Yes. Yep. It's going to stop a million times and it's a pain in the ass to do.
Let's go to the bar car.
Yeah, it beats driving and then it drops you off right by the ballpark. You get there a couple hours before I think it's a 1:15 first pitch. So we should get up there 10, 11 o'clock. Got a couple hours, walk around, hang out. But somebody made the comment when I said we're going to walk over there, of like, is that a safe walk from your work? I was like, we should be
well,
totally
the train
fine.
Station does have a section where there's a lot.
The train station's got its issues, but yeah. I think we'll be okay walking over there.
I think it'll be okay.
I think we'll be able to survive. I'll bring my gun. I'll have it in my bag.
Would you care to guess what time I was in my car driving home?
Last night. Yeah. I'm going to guess pretty late.
9:40.
That's what the hell's the matter with you?
I don't know.
That's not a smart decision.
Well, this job is going to kill me anyway.
Yes.
That's kind of my thinking.
Yes,
summer's,
it is.
You know, winding down. The weather's supposed to get really crappy this weekend. And I'm like,
the darkness helps with sleep for sure.
What am I going to take the joy of an ice cream stop with family and friends away from my children? I can't be this guy.
No, they got to get ice cream.
And I did make a comment like, I got to go to bed. And it's just amazing. Like when you wake up at 4 a.m. and nobody else does, how many people are like, come on,
you'll be fine.
No, my wife and I have had the
don't
same
worry about it.
And we don't even have kids. And she's like, babe, you're fine. Like it's a 4-hour shift. And I'm like, do you not understand getting up at like 4:30?
It's
like,
not fun, man.
That's kind of ass on the body.
It is. Ass on the body. Yes. Very good way
that's
of putting
that's a good drop
that,
right there from Schulte in the opening segment.
A delightful little evening for us. I hope you guys had a good night as well.
It was a great little night, man. A great little night hanging out low key. Did some cooking dinner. Nothing too big happened.
Are you doing anything with Teddy ball game? Feels like you guys are just staying home every day.
We're pretty much staying home every day.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much staying home every
What's
day.
What's the age when you think you start meandering about with old Teddy ball?
We're probably
you gotta get him going at a young age because I think if you want to like travel, he's gotta be used to going.
I mean, we were driving around. We were looking at stuff yet. We were driving around different neighborhoods yesterday, but I would say I think we're about 2 months away. Like when he starts being able to be a little more mobile, then it's a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of, all right, I'm not carrying you the entire time.
Let him crawl around somewhere.
We're not still in like 2-hour nap windows where it's like, hey, in 90 minutes, he's going to have to go to sleep. And it takes us like 25 minutes to drive anywhere we want to go from our house.
Gotcha.
And so it cuts into your outdoor time with Teddy Ballgame. But I do want to get him to the zoo at some point before the summer's over.
I got to go after the coast.
Yeah.
Got to take the kiddos before school starts.
That's on my bucket list here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, we got a busy show. There's a lot to get to. I want to start with absolute heartbreak, a funny story, and an interesting thing that I have not discussed with you, Dirt. So we'll start there. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you on this hump day on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a red house over yonder. That's where my...
That's kind of ass on the bottom.
This is Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
We're going to have a Jordan Schultz drop page.
Adding to his collection.
Some pretty good ones in there.
Ass on the body. Not getting good sleep, man. Ass on the body.
We'll get to NFL Zeke or Zag at 6:45.
Can't wait.
Got some college football dealings to get to at 6:30. I mean, no offense when I say this.
I'm offended.
I know. I didn't know Jason Hayward was still in the majors until last night when he hit the go-ahead home run for the Doyers.
I only know because he's in my division. That's the only reason I know.
You know what's interesting? I was listening to Colin did a podcast, and he was talking about baseball. And he said, this year is actually really good for baseball. It's something we had talked about the passing tweet, right? Like,
kind of wide open.
How wide open it feels, how kind of cool it is, the teams involved. But he was talking about buying futures of things, and it's interesting because, like, I'm following my Bravos, even though I've quit, and then come back, and then quit, and then come back.
Everybody still has a chance. You get in the playoffs, you never know what the hell could happen.
Right. I don't know. I've stopped the way I said I was at the beginning of the year and almost to the All-Star break. I stopped following everything else.
Yeah.
And I don't know what this is, but I just have no, I have none of it in me to follow the league.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that sport. I just eventually, I'll start out strong. I'll watch baseball. I'll watch the MLB Network. Oh, sure. Here we go. I check standings, but I don't follow the league, and I can't do it for a whole year. It's like just my team and then dabble in some Mariners because we're semi-local, and I see people on my Twitter timeline that are Mariners fans.
Yes.
So I learned yesterday, Jason Hayward, indeed, still a Major League Baseball player.
This is the biggest problem facing the league, and it's when their season ends. It's not a good time, man. Like, we are all, as a country, not all of us, but the vast majority of us, are turning our gaze towards a new, more attractive lady that is walking down the hallway.
Caitlin Clark.
And it is football. Football is here.
That too.
And there were numbers that came out this weekend. So on this topic, I saw that, do you know who played in I believe it was the final event of their season. They had a live golf event this weekend.
Oh, God. Don't give me those numbers. We know they're awful.
They had a playoff. It was Jon Rahm versus Brooks Koepka.
Okay.
That's as big. I mean,
that's
house,
a good major final.
That's as big a name as you can get. Hideki Matsuyama.
I had a full body boner for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Not many people did. Hideki Matsuyama won the PGA Tour event. This was Brooks versus Rahm, two titans of the sport.
And Hideki blew the lead and then came back.
Came back
right?
And won. Yeah. Yes. The ratings for both of them, the Hideki winning got about 2 million viewers. That was down 1 million from last year, where I believe the event happened maybe a week earlier.
Okay.
So it's down 1 million viewers. For Brooks versus Rahm, they had like 130,000 viewers this weekend on the CW.
Yeah.
And it was beat by Pickleball on CBS, which had 295,000 viewers. So it was a good reminder of, I just think as a country, we're all shifting our gaze. When I was watching sports this weekend, I was watching preseason football, but I'm a golf guy. I watch very little golf this weekend.
Right.
And it would behoove baseball. They will never do it. And we've done this conversation a million times to find a way to end your season now. and have this be your World Series and have this be your postseason instead of trying to go head-to-head, because I think that's a huge part of it, where there's other things that you're interested in, there's other things that you're reading about, there's other things that you're watching, and we just only have so much bandwidth as a sports fan to follow. You can't follow an entire league. You're going to follow your team. They play every single day, so that's already a big workload to begin with. And then you're getting ready for football season, which kicks off on Saturday.
Well, Colin said something that I don't think you would agree with, and I don't understand most people not agreeing with it, but it did make me think, and I kind of leaned agreeing with him. Like, if you had a five-year out buying futures, the cost of what the media rights deal for baseball is and the cost of what the WNBA would cost, what would you buy futures in? Because I would buy the WNBA over baseball.
Yeah.
Their ratings with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have been phenomenal.
They have.
I know in my house, and I have like an all-girl house, so it's a little different for me than it would be for you. It's just, it's on all the time. Mm-hmm. And even if I'm not the one starting it, my wife is watching it all the time. And so it was just interesting to think about. Baseball has made a lot of changes. I think it was Carl Ravitch that complimented and talked about how good the pitch clock has been for the game.
Yes.
We have not brought this up because I was out. Maybe you brought it up. The rule idea of not allowing pitching changes until after the sixth inning.
I didn't even see that. Who's proposing that?
It's a rumor.
This is a rumor.
It's a rumor.
You can't change a pitcher until the sixth inning?
They're thinking about making the starter go.
What if the guy's giving up 12 runs in the third inning?
They want runs.
No, they said that if you give up 5 runs, 6 innings, or after 100 pitches. So there are a couple of parameters around this.
They want guys to give up runs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
they want more runs. They want offense in baseball, and they're not getting it.
No, and I think you're barking up the wrong tree here. You definitely need more offense. They're way, like, not to pick on Schulte here. The Mariners.
Why are we picking on Schulte?
You're not picking on me. I'm not a hitter for the Seattle Mariners.
I was looking at that box score this morning and just laughing at the batting averages of guys in their lineup. And you could do that on a daily basis. They added Randy Arozarena, correct pronunciation.
Yes, sir.
And in the month of August, he's hitting like .189 with no home runs and 3 RBIs.
That's not turned it around.
That's not fun to watch. No. It's not enjoyable. And the fans want to gouge their eyes out every time their team's on TV. I don't think this fixes the problem, though. I'm all for eliminating the starter or the opener. I am all for that. When my team has an opener, I almost want to rip the TV off the wall. I cannot stand it. It's stupid. Starting pitchers exist for a reason.
Agreed.
I hate changing pitchers every inning. It's the worst thing that's happened in baseball.
Yeah.
But the primary issue here is not that starters aren't going six innings. It's that guys are not taught to hit a ball correctly, and pitching is better than it has ever been.
But the pitching's better than it's ever been, so like there's clearly a thing that you could do to tweak it slightly to give the hitters a little bit more of an
advantage.
Yeah,
the second you have a couple of guys...
You can't put the bump maybe down more?
I think the second you have a couple of Tommy John injuries, whether it's a correct blaming or not, people will lose their mind. I don't think the players' union would ever go for this.
Well, doesn't this mess with like the actual competitive balance of a game too? You're right that they want more runs. They're trying to increase eyes on the game here, and I think you know you talk about like the speed of the game has gotten better. More offense is happening. They've seen it from 3 years ago going up, but you can't get too greedy. I feel like you're messing with the wrong rules.
I guess I should say to clarify that. They have seen run numbers go up.
Yeah.
It's the hitting.
Batting averages are down.
It's either like, hey, we unloaded tonight and got multiple homers, or, man, that was a really boring 2-hour and 58-minute game where my team had 4 hits.
Yeah, it went really fast.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no middle ground for the sport. And I think what I'm trying to say is they just want more general offense, not like so much just the run scoring. It's like, hey, let's put the ball out there and put it in play a little bit. I don't know. I will say you were out. We were doing the show, me and Schulte, when Arozarena got traded.
Yeah.
And I'm not acting like our whole audience is all Mariner fans. I know we talk about them probably more so than any other team.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a happy day. It felt like most people were like through the moon, like the biggest trade they'd made in God knows how long.
I mean, the entire league thought like the Mariners won the trade deadline.
Yeah,
Arozarena,
that was a
Turner
big deal. They got like A's on grade reports of trades, and we had listeners which I'm so jacked. We're going for it. And like,
we got a guy.
But then the last 5 games, 0-3, 0-5, 0-3, 0-3,
0-4. 1-7. Yeah. 1-7 on the road trip.
I mean, it's not good, Bob. It's not good.
Somebody should lose their jobs, but it's not going
to
happen.
The owner should do it. We need to stop blaming just Scott Serkin. service. Above his pay.
This is all on the owner.
Absolutely.
And it flows downhill.
But Jerry DePoto's not going to fire Scott Service because he's saving his job. And it's frustrating because he already waited too long, in my opinion, till the trade deadline to make deals. And he only did that because he had to save his job. When it became clear, oh, my holier-than-thou philosophy isn't actually working. If they made these moves in December, if they would have spent $20 million more, not talking 100, I'm talking 20 mil more, we may not be in the position that we're in, and you're forcing mediocre hitters to step up and try to produce when they literally just can't, and along with their organizational philosophy that's just bunk at the play, I could go on for an hour and I will stop.
Yeah, that was a tough one to blow last night. You felt like you had one and then it slipped through. The Dodgers will do that to you. The Dodgers are in my division. I see them often. They are an evil empire, and it's not fun to play them, especially when they're stupid loud music blaring and their lights are dimming and I can't stand that team, so I know exactly what you went through.
They use the same sound as the Lakers now. That dun, 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 dun.
The organ does not stop playing, and it's at a volume 17 out of 10 the entire game. It drives me nuts when I watch Dodger games. I think there is a rule change that could happen that would affect the sport in a positive way. I just don't think six innings is the right number.
Well, it's just a rumor.
Sure.
It's not something
I am all for. If you eliminate the opener and you say you have to start a starting pitcher every game and you can't go bullpen four different guys in the first four innings, I think that's a positive move for the sport. I want to get rid of that, and I want to reemphasize to organizations that starting pitching matters, and you need to spend on it, you need to develop it, you need to have guys that can eat up innings. That's an important part of the game. I don't know if it brings more offense, I don't know what the counterpunch is, or what the side effect is, but having guys that you can rely on as horses, that you can go and you're forced to pitch five games a week, I would be all for that change.
The clarification of a story and some college football dealings next on The Fan, but first Schultzy with the sports update. I want to get some college football dealings here, but very quickly, I didn't have time. I want to clarify a story that we didn't get to yesterday that has circulated the interwebs. So the Tigers and Yanks played the Little League World Series game, right, where they go to
Williamsport,
and all these Little League teams that were good and representing their cities or states, whatever it is, they're all there, and there's cool photos of it. One of the Little League coaches from a New York-based team called out to the media and said, Aaron Judge snubbed us.
He was rude. He didn't talk to my team. He was a jackass.
I went and looked up what he was talking about, because Aaron Judge seems to have a pretty good reputation as like an actual person, not just like an athlete. And there were a lot of photos of him signing autographs and smiling with kids and taking selfies. The team that this guy says was snubbed was one of like the teams amongst a mass crowd of people.
At the game. They were in the stands at the game.
And Judge was asked about like meeting the kids and said, I wish we would have had more time. They were kind of hurrying us up through it. It's not always the players choosing leave. It's PR people.
Yeah, go, 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 go. Your next team, next team.
And I thought it was ridiculous because the headline says Aaron Judge snubs Little League team from meet and greet when they were one of a few teams there. And he basically was like, I felt really bad. I wanted more time with the kids. And the coach still thought it'd be good to go to the media and say, I hope he makes time and comes and sees and makes it up to our kids. And I'm like, really, dude?
What are we doing here? Really? What are we doing? Half the team came by and said hi to you, but you're just mad that one player didn't because he was talking to other players. The other part of the story that was funny was that they were all sitting in the stands, all the teams were, and their team was relatively close, about 20 feet away from the Yankee on deck circle for the game. And they were yelling at Aaron Judge when he came out on the on deck circle. And he did not acknowledge them as they were yelling at him.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was very offensive. How dare you get ready for a Major League Baseball at bat and time the pitcher and look at what's going on and not turn around and tip your cap to the I mean, come on. How do you not do that?
Well, shame on the journalist who's actually listening to this coach's quote, not going and trying to confirm or verify any of this information themselves. Like, just like go like make an extra call and
hey,
see
Aaron,
that, oh, no,
did
this
you
isn't true.
Snub this team? Did you slap that kid? What'd you do, Aaron Judge?
Yeah, just ridiculous.
Week zero is here. You guys have heard me say it before. I hate week zero, but I am amped about college football coming back. I just think the week zero is dumb.
It's a tasty little appetizer. You don't get much. It's not a full meal. It's just a couple of bites.
Yeah, a bite. We're going to Pate State University today at 7:40. It's the start of our Josh Pate weekly hit. And I kind of want to, I think he's on my side on this topic, week zero should not exist.
Mm.
We should have a week one.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few games, a few ranked teams, like Southern Utah's playing Utah, as they always do. Temple's playing Oklahoma. You know, or that's actually next week. Sorry. So I'm scrolling down. NC State's hosting Western Carolina, Florida State, Georgia Tech on Saturday in Ireland. Yeah. Like,
that's the only game that's of any relevance.
Week
because
one,
of
week
State.
Zero is a weird week, right? There's a lot of off the road, off the beaten path games of teams that you don't need to pay attention to.
You have a total of four games, and three of them are on. One of them's not even on television.
Exactly. That's kind of my point.
Yeah.
And so maybe you want to see Florida State, Georgia Tech. Okay, whatever. Week one starts on Thursday next week, and Murray State is going to Missouri. And Missouri's getting a lot of, you know, hype about them. They're pretty high on the dirty poll. They're pretty high on the AP poll. And Eli Drinkwitz is coming off a great year at Missouri, and they're hosting, again, Murray State. And Eli Drinkwitz had this to say about his Missouri fan base, because I guess technically this game isn't defined as a sellout. Here's Eli Drinkwitz.
But our challenge is, we need to sell out this first game, all right? We're a top 11 program in the country coming off a Cotton Bowl win, and in my opinion, if we don't sell out the first game, then that shows me that we're not where we want to be as a fan base yet, okay? I mean, that's just the reality of it. Don't sit on the sideline and wait, well, it's got to be this game. No, it doesn't. Come watch this team and be excited about this team and embrace this team. And the same challenge that I have for our players is, let's have a 1-0 mindset. Let's try to be a 1-0 team and be a 1-0 fan base. Don't get excited about the game in November after the bye week. Like, I don't know what that game's going to look like. I know this week versus – or next week versus Murray State's the most important game we have. And we need to sell it out because we need to show the rest of the country that we're serious about our program.
Then play a real team, Eli.
I would also add, it would be different if this game was week zero, because as you highlight, there's one game that's on in the morning.
Of note, zero, yeah.
I'm going to DVR, because I'm going to be gone on Saturday. I will DVR the SMU game, just because I'm curious what SMU looks like. Those are the only two games I'm going to go anywhere near this weekend, of the four. One of them's not even on television. If you're playing this weekend, it would be a slightly different argument of like, hey, our game's on ESPN at 5, and there's nothing else on, so maybe we get eyeballs for it. I have a news alert to the coach. Not a single person outside the state of Missouri is going to watch this game next Saturday. This is a week one game. You were playing at 5 o'clock on the SEC Network, and you were playing Murray State.
I'm sure we'll see a highlight or two, and that's about it.
I mean, it's going
to be
anything
from those
63
games.
To nothing, yeah. And you will get three highlights on the end of the night Sports Center or the end of the night college football final. You're going to be going against games that are actually relevant of interesting opponents, and nobody is going to watch this. So breaking news to him is that nobody's going to look at this and say, man, Missouri's got a bad fan. They didn't even sell out their first, because nobody's going to know you even played. We're just going to see it scroll across the bottom of the screen. The same way you will with Oregon and Idaho and all these other duds of games in week one that should not exist in the sport. I am so tired of demonizing fan bases who don't want to spend their money to go watch something that is a known conclusion.
It's an exhibition game, like, is what. It's a glorified exhibition game.
My brother's going down to the Idaho game first week. He's excited. He likes to go to the first game of the year. He's got three kids. It's a little less chaotic than going to a bigger game.
Totally get it.
Easier to get tickets. Yes. The kids can go run around on the field for
the
some.
Hostility's not really there.
No,
for the Idaho.
Not everybody's not hammered out of their mind. It's just like, hey, football's back. This is great. And the sun's kind of setting. It's a tranquil experience on the opening night, especially when you kick off late. Some people like to do that. A lot of people don't like to spend money on a ticket that's that bad of a game.
Agreed.
And so I wish programs would get these off of their schedules. If you want every game to be sold out, don't have your first two games of the season be against Murray State and Buffalo. Play somebody interesting.
Talk about exciting here. Missouri has a lot of, again, expectation. Boy, I don't know if the fan base could get more jacked. Their first four games are at home. Murray State, Buffalo, Boston College, and Vanderbilt.
Yeah, hell yeah, brother.
Feel the excitement.
Hell yeah.
Can I remind Eli Drinkwitz of something that I think he already knows, and I think something that you guys have seen both at Beavers and Ducks games over the years, against the San Jose States of the world, the Portland States.
Those are conference opponents now for us.
Well, okay, but my point.
Stay with Portland State.
Okay, Portland State, Idaho State.
Sure.
There you go.
Yes.
Crappy teams coming in the first two games. I always see the people that usually aren't going to the higher cost games kind of trying to go check out the stadium, check out the atmosphere.
Yes, absolutely.
Or affordable.
Yes.
Exactly.
I totally get expensive.
That is what these games are for. So come on, Eli. Like, we know who's going to these games. Do not tell me that you're expecting the millionaires to come out. They're giving their tickets to their friends that don't normally experience this, and they're going to go check out a Mizzou game. Be happy with that.
Now, I've been dabbling in the Reddit pages of college football fandoms.
Oh, it's delightful.
You dirty Reddit boy, you.
I'm an anonymous Reddit reader, and boy, it's great. I love reading the Reddit message boards. There's a little chatter. A little chatter. Is Eli kind of teeing up a departure from old Missouri?
Well, look,
comments?
The fan base wasn't as serious enough as it needed to be in Missouri, but you know where they're serious? They're serious in Florida. That's where I'm going.
Billy Napier gets fired in Florida, disappoints. You're telling me you can't see Eli Drinkwitz at that press conference going,
absolutely.
Yeah, there's no better fan base in college football. It's really part of the reason I had to go here was Gainesville is different.
It's like, wow, there's the shot at Columbus, Columbia.
A little more passionate down there in the state of Florida. They've won national. They got a history down here that we didn't have at Missouri. I will never forget the year. I want to say it was the first or second year of Mario. Oregon's opening game of the season was against Portland State.
Mm-hmm.
Catch the fever. And it kicked off at 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's not a great kick.
And I will never forget, one, having to drive down there for that pregame show at like 1 o'clock at night because we were on the air incredibly early. But the vibe and the feeling in that stadium, it felt like a spring game. Because it was 11:30 in the morning. And just looking around, I'm like, well, this is...
A spring game actually would have been more competitive because the backups are better than the Portland State players.
And I just thought, this is how we're kicking off. This is such a terrible way to start your year.
I know.
I hate these games, man.
I get torn. You know where I get torn is there a way to pay the Murray States, Portland States to keep them? Because I want athletes to have other... opportunities.
Scrimmage. Pay them to come. Here's $150K. Yeah, come for a scrimmage.
Well, but you go from what they give them, sometimes like $1 million to get their ass kicked. Is there a financial in-between where they can be compensated for an exhibition? Because I just like, these are nothing burgers. Murray State, probably a little better than Portland State, but like, these are nothing burgers.
How about
for
this
team?
I'll donate to Portland State so they don't have to play in this
game.
Give
them a QR code.
Scan that QR code.
Yeah, give me the QR code.
Pass around the collection plate before the game.
You want me to
pay? Donations.
Yeah, you want me to pay directly to a school? That is one thing I will pay.
I want to get to NFL Zig or Zag. I did see something hilarious on the QR code with Oklahoma State yesterday, and I loved the idea. It's like, what if you put a QR code on the Jumbotron at every game, and it basically says, open your QR code now to vote. Should coach go for it on 4th and 3?
Yeah. Like $100 to go for it, $50 to punt. You make your donation.
And the coach has to choose it, or at least see the percentage of people that said in the stadium, I would go for it.
It's 52%. Quick, go vote. They're going to go for it. They're going to go for it. I feel like Oregon is in between either starting against the worst teams in the history of college football or
Georgia.
The best teams in the college. Like, can you find a balance? Like, can you play... I don't know. Oklahoma State. Can I get like
South Carolina.
Yeah, there you go. Can I get a North Carolina? Can I get a Virginia Tech? Can I just somebody that's like, all right, I got a pulse. They got a pulse. Let's watch football.
NFL Zig or Zag is next on 1080 The Fan. This may not be your favorite song or artist, but do you ever hear this and it actually not make you kind of happy?
Makes you bob your head at the very least.
At the minimum,
there's a head bob. There's an immediate head bob once the beat comes on.
The breakfast menu coming up at the top of the hour. Speed down in Eugene.
Oh, I missed it yesterday. It came out too late. I was waiting all afternoon for it, and then I'd miss it in the evening.
Should have did what I did. Got home way too late.
Yeah.
Remembered that it came out on Tuesday.
That's right.
And then woke up earlier than you normally do to, just absolutely destroy yourself and watch it as you wash dishes at 4 a.m. in your kitchen.
What a sound strategy. Yeah,
that's what I did.
This is well planned out.
That's what I did.
I like what we're doing here.
I did. I watched it.
Am I going to like it? Was it good? Was it right up my alley?
I watched something and was reminded of a little bit of a career regret I had, too.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what that is. But there was a little bit of news out of Eugene.
Hmm.
Not out of Eugene per se, but out of Eugene nonetheless. Well, so we'll get to that. Loaded second hour of the program. Let's get to NFL Zig or Zag. We do it every Wednesday. Did you do it last week?
No. We did not do it last week. We did not. No, we did not do it.
You didn't Zig or Zag with Ortner?
No, I did not. I did not give him a Zig or Zag, and he did not give me his. We didn't Zig or Zag each other. We should have.
I would have thought you wanted to zig Ortner.
I'll zag Ortner for sure.
Okay. Let's start. Schultz, give me some NFL bed music here. Just makes me feel good.
Doesn't sound the same without a little bit of music behind it.
I also missed the Peter Griffin one.
What does he say?
Randy! Let's start with some TV stuff.
Love it.
ESPN is reportedly putting Mike Greenberg on NFL Countdown.
Yes.
After firing Sam Ponder instead of choosing Laura Rutledge, who already hosts NFL Live Monday through Friday. So we get even more greeny in our lives. Dirt Zigger Zag, ESPN is making an awful mistake having Greenberg host instead of anyone, making anybody a star at that network. That network now is SVP, Stephen A. Smith, and Mike Greenberg, and everybody else.
That's it.
I was stumped by this. Like, at what point do you stop just putting greeny on everything? Zigger Zag, they're making a mistake, not making somebody you don't know one of their next stars.
I'm glad that you put this one in there so we could talk about it. It is the easiest Zigger Zag that we've ever had in the history of Zigger Zag.
Wow.
This is the easiest zig that I have ever made. Nobody sits around and says to themselves, you know what I need more of in my life? I need more Mike Greenberg in my life.
Or I don't have enough Mike Greenberg.
He's all over my television for like 12 hours a day. He's hosting a national radio show. He's doing interviews on all their other shows. He's on McAfee like once or twice
a
week.
He's doing NBA now.
Doing NBA stuff now. Yeah. I need more. I don't get enough Mike Greenberg in my life. I need more. I don't understand this at all. It would make far more sense to promote the person who already does their NFL show, which is arguably the best show on ESPN, at least in the running for the best show on ESPN. It's a perfect fit. She could slide right in and host. I still don't quite understand firing Samantha Ponder, but that's neither here nor there. A couple of weeks before the football season starts, they have an issue of shoving the same people down our throats.
Instead of building them the way they used to.
Instead of building up different people and creating new careers or creating new stars.
Let Steven Nelson host this show.
Yes. Hell yeah. I would be far more interested to watch it. I don't watch many pregame shows of the NFL just because it's like I'm going to watch 9 hours of football. Right. I don't need to watch a pregame before I watch 9 hours of football. So I don't watch a lot of these, but if you gave me a more interesting host or cast, I'd be a little compelled to do it, but not in this case.
Bill Barnwell of ESPN.com wrote a piece on five teams most likely to decline in 24. Five teams were the Giants, the Steelers, in your face, Eagles, Browns, and the Ravens. He wrote about the Ravens. Even with a full year from Jackson and something close to a vintage season from Henry, it would be tough for the Ravens to win 13 games in back-to-back years, allowing for the move from 16 to 17. Teams that are this dominant any given season often struggle. In their follow-up, go back through 1989, and you'll find that 31% of teams that won 12 or more games in a given year did so again the following season. Dirt Zigger Zag, wow. Baltimore will struggle to make the playoffs after being 13-4 last year.
I'm going to zag on that. Now, I think there's interesting definitions of regress, right? So where did they go?
13-4.
13-4 last year. Thank you. They go 12-5 this year. Do we view that as a regress?
I mean, by definition.
By definition, it is.
He's not saying they're going to win 8 games.
I know. I think there's a difference between going 12-5 and saying, hey, they slipped by one game, or you struggled to make the playoffs. Because playoffs is 9 wins, and that would be a 4-win difference from where they were. That's a regression. If you're struggling to make the playoffs, I'm going to zag on that. I know that there's question marks about certain spots on their roster. I know Lamar has had his times in his career where he's gotten hurt, and that is the biggest caveat in all this. Many other quarterbacks have as well. I think the reason mainly, though, that I'm going to zag on it is I don't know what to make of the rest of the division. Joe Burrow, speaking of not staying healthy, needs to stay healthy. If he doesn't, I don't really know what Cincinnati is, or I kind of do. They're not a great team. You just mentioned the Steelers as another candidate.
And the Browns.
I'm kind of buying the Steelers, but are we really going to trust their quarterback play, that they're going to win more than 10 games this year? I wouldn't gamble on it. And the Browns, they're going to finally play Deshaun Watson, it sounds like, in week 3 of the preseason to get him some run. Dude's coming off shoulder surgery, and he's been ass for the last 2 years. So I'm not really intimidated by anybody else necessarily in their division other than Cincinnati with a healthy Joe Burrow, and because of that, I'm going
to
zag.
To New York, where Aaron Rodgers said this about training camp.
I would say the camp is much harder this year and maybe the hardest in the last 7 or 8 of my career. I knew that. I had a little insight coming into camp that that's what Robert wanted to do. So I think it's been good for us. You know, there's a lot of different schools of thought, and there's always, you know, people you can scapegoat as far as injuries and different things. But I think some of the older guys enjoy the to steal a coaching word, the callous part of training camp where you're kind of grinding. And some people believe that although it puts more, you know, strain on you in training camp, that actually gets you more ready to play when the season starts. And then some people believe the opposite. And you know how it goes. Whatever teams are having success, people kind of look at their schedule and go, let's do that.
The Jets have 6 night games in the first 11 weeks. That's the most since the merger.
Please, for the love of God, don't get hurt again.
The last time Rodgers played a full year is in 2022. He threw for 3,695 yards, which would have last year ranked him 15th in the NFL.
Okay, middle of the road.
Zigger zag, dirt. He needs to be top 10 for the Jets to be considered a real contender.
Just in passing yards?
I'm just using passing.
Just passing yards?
So he's moving passing yards. Means he's moving the ball. The offense is humming.
Yeah, and you're scoring to whether he's throwing touchdown passes. As you would assume, you're getting touchdowns out of those drives, running them in or throwing them in. I'm gonna zag on that. I don't know if he needs to be top 10. I think that's the one silver lining if you're a Jets fan, is that that defense is nasty. They won 7 games last year with a MILF hunter at quarterback. Aaron Rodgers should be better than that if healthy. I would imagine at this point he's still better than Zach Wilson. Time will tell on that. I don't think you need him to be top 10. I think you need him to be good. I think you need him to not turn the football over. But in terms of yards and touchdowns, I don't need a certain statistical break in order for you to get those wins. Because there's enough help around him, he just has to stay healthy and cut down on the turnovers. One of his biggest strengths his entire career has been his interception numbers. Those bumped up in his last full season. You mentioned he threw 12 picks, 26 to 12. It's his worst touchdown interception ratio maybe of his career outside of a year he got hurt in 2013. Every other year has been better than that. The interception to touchdown ratio has to be better. So I'll zag on just yards.
Last one, quickly. Peyton Manning was at that Fanatics conference. He gave his current top 5 quarterbacks.
Oh, who do we got?
In order.
Okay.
Mahomes 1.
Yep.
Burrow 2.
Okay.
Justin Herbert number 3. Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen. Zigger zag dirt. A quarterback not on this list will prove to be on it after the season.
Zag, it's perfect. Perfection from the GOAT. His big forehead got the top 5 quarterbacks right. I have 0 issues with it.
Nor Jordan Love, CJ Stroud.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Perfect.
There we go.
Right up my alley.
Perfect NFL zigger zag, as we do every Wednesday at 6:45. A loaded second hour. We'll tee it up and let you know what's on it with the breakfast menu. Hour number 2, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.